Well, it's hot in Washington, D.C. It's hot all along the East Coast. And while it's hot, it's hard to imagine a world without air conditioning. But our listeners have some ideas.
This is Tim from Florence, Alabama. Without air conditioning, you wouldn't have computers.
That's true.
That is absolutely true. They would overheat.
Cool. Yep.
Exactly. Right. Although you can do that. It's usually with fans. Not necessarily air conditioning.
Although I remember in the old days, the computer room was the coolest place on campus, and you'd actually go to hang out and do computer work if it was in the summer, because that was the best air conditioning.
Well, let's take a listen to this idea.
Hi, my name is Teresa Reuter, and I'm calling from Catonsville, Maryland. I haven't ever used air conditioning. I'm 69 and a half years old. I also gave up the car last year. I understand that air conditioning puts heat out into the air. And I just heard someone on your program say that there's a lot less trees with air conditioning, which is true because we don't need the trees, right? I mean, people that use it realize they don't need them.
That's right.
That's great stuff. We're getting lots of responses and ideas. Like, here's Mason from New York. Is that right? Mason writes, actually, it's somewhere here. I can't actually find it here. Why don't you read one of the
My wife and I recently moved, I think this is Jean-Marc from Manhattan. He says that my wife and I recently moved to Manhattan from Sydney, Australia. Our greatest concern weather-wise was surviving the extreme New York winter. Coming from a warm tropical climate like Australia, we mocked all those air conditioners hanging from apartment windows. I mean, just how hot could it be?
Well,
yesterday, we bought an air conditioner, Jean-Marc says. We love New York. Extremely cold, extremely hot, always extremely something.
Nora from New Jersey says, actually, I know what it would be like because I don't have air conditioning. The house is actually comfortable during the day. Thermostat said 86 this morning. I like heat. We keep the blinds drawn so the sun won't heat it during the day and run the window fan at night with the windows open. Give us your suggestions, all right? You know how to reach us, takeaway.org or 877-8-MY-TIG.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.